Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Let us pray. Father, Abba, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, Jehovah, you, Father, are the source of our strength. We magnify thee, O Lord, with our whole hearts. We thank you for this day, a day you sanctioned and declared from the very foundation of the world. So now, Lord, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Daryl, God's timing is impeccable. I needed that. His timing is impeccable. God knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's up to. Giving on to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton and Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, that's a word from the Lord. It's taken from the 37th Psalm and verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23, and when you found it, say amen. And it is on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our topic this morning. The Lord is watching our steps. The Lord is watching our step. That is inclusive. For the Lord is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. And he is watching, observing, looking over, discerning all of the things that we do in life. The Lord has a concept of who we are, how we do things, why we do things, and the purpose that we do things. The Lord is watching our steps because he is maker, creator, sustainer, provider, and ruler of all things. And because he is the maker, the creator, and the sustainer of all things, he is over all things, above all things, have authority of all things, providing for all things, and is maker of all things. That's the God that we serve. What does God see in our steps? For in the believer, God sees good and he sees righteousness. But then there is the non-believer, where God sees the unlawful and the ungodly. But even in the things that God sees, there is an opportunity for men to change. Because in all cases, God is watching the steps of all men. He is maker, so he knows everything about us, our DNA, our RNA, the chromosomes that we have in our body. God is over them, understand them. The smallest part of the cell, he is aware of them, and every hair on our head, he's observing them. He knows what I'm thinking before I think it. He's above all and before all, and he sees everything that we're going to say before we say it. He knows the words I was about to expound before I even got here, and he moves because the power of the Holy Spirit is moving upon us and in us, because the Holy Spirit is doing something transformative in our lives. My brothers and sisters, God is watching all of men's steps. David was an old man when he wrote this 37th Psalm. And it deals with a question that has puzzled men through the ages, Dwayne. A question that is still being asked even today as the pastor preached. How can we account for the fact that the wicked or the lawlessness are often prosperous, and the godly or the believer often face hardship, disappointment, and even persecution? So in the 37th Psalm, David said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Let's think about that. But it says, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So if we examine expeditiously what the Lord is simply saying to us, in this particular text, the first thing that we see in this psalm is man's order or man's direction. It has been said that a man's heart will plan his ways, but the Lord, we are told, directs his steps. A man's heart will plan his ways, but the Lord, we are told, directs his heart. Sometimes my heart leads me in places I should not be. Caused me to say things that I should not say. Caused me to react in ways that I should not react. Because the heart is the center of our emotion. And sometimes our emotions certainly get out of the way or get us in trouble. It is our heart that always causes stuff to happen, whether it's good or bad. The heart is the center of our emotion. It causes us to be happy at times and sad at other times. There's something about the heart. But God knows our ways. He knows the path. Because he's the maker, the creator, the sustainer. And because he's the maker, the creator, and the sustainer, he's revolutionizing something within us that we don't even understand today. That's why the power of the Holy Spirit is transformative in our body, doing something systematically within us, creating within us a new heart, so that we would love our neighbor as thyself. I ain't never seen anybody hurt themselves. God orders or God directs the path that each and every one of us will take in this life. Although our path may be unknown to us, God knows what lies ahead in our future, past, present, and future. That's the God that we serve. God is aware of our successes as well as our failures. He's aware of it all in our life. He knows the hairs on our head. So he knows me. Interesting. intricately. He knows everything about me. For what's in our future is known by God, and God is guiding or directing or helping us along the path that he has set for us. God is a way maker. Moses knew something about the way maker, Bruce, when he went to the Red Sea. And all of the obstacle was against him, Charles, and yet the Lord simply opened up the sea. I don't care how the scientists and others have theorized that the sea couldn't possibly have opened. Is there anything too hard for God? They don't know the God that created the heavens and the earth. For in the beginning, God created it all, Daryl. And because God created it all, is there anything too hard for our God? My brothers and sisters, Ecclesiastes tells us our life's journey will have its ups and downs. But when we stay with the Lord, that journey will take us all the way from earth to glory. My brothers and sisters, life is an adventure. It's an adventure filled with the unexpected, the unanticipated, the unpredicted, and the unforeseen journeys. I have often questioned, God, why am I here? He said, because you don't know the future. Why did you put me here? You don't know the path. Why am I going this way? You don't know the direction. But I have sanctioned, declared, and decreed it from the very foundation of the world. Before you even got here, I already knew what you was going to do. I already saw you coming this way. I already laid the foundation for everything that would happen. Just follow the plan. Just follow the path. Just follow the direction. And I will open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. My brothers and sisters, I'm reminded as I think back how our parents and our grandparents would sing songs like, the road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. Donald, but he said, I started out a long time ago. But there is no doubt in my mind. I have decided to make who? Jesus my choice. This road has never been declared to be easy. When you think the road is easy, look out, because there's some stuff coming around the corner. But when you have decided to make Jesus your choice, you have decided on the very best choice in the world. How many of us remember songs like that? Song that remind us to stay on course. When we place our trust in the Lord, he is able to make your road smooth. He is able to make your crooked places straight and your high places low. God is able to lead you through and guide you through and direct you through life. He did it for Abraham, Joseph, and Moses. And God will do it for you. Even David said, there will come a time when we will all have to walk through the valley of the shadows of death. But the Lord is there with us. He said, lo, I am with you always. I am the maker, the creator, the sustainer, the provider.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
WID, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.